I'm attending the Novus International Media Day, and welcoming us is Scott Fleetwood. And Scott, you gave us a little bit of an overview, of some of the things we're going to be learning here in the next day or two, but also told us a little bit about the company, and then during some questions, some thoughts on a few things looking ahead. So let's kind of just review that a little bit. What would be the kind of key message you wanted to get us started with here at this seminar that we're at?
Well, I think the important thing for people to realize about Novus, I mean, we are a growing company, very dynamic. We are global in our reach. Our portfolio is very broad. We have built a very broad portfolio because we are moving forward focusing on customer needs, customer issues. How do we provide solutions for the issues the customers are addressing or dealing with today and could be in the future based on different external or internal factors that could affect them?
You know, a lot of, some people may know, but a lot probably even are still just learning about this company that, as you pointed out, was kind of spun off from Monsanto years ago and has grown very significantly. In fact, the growth we've seen just in terms of your new headquarters building and a lot of other things is fantastic. You were describing to us that now you have the division kind of, I mean, the company kind of divided into two kind of key areas.
Yeah, within our marketing group and how we're focused, we've divided into the traditional product management activities, which, again, those are the people that are looking for new technologies coming down the road, making sure the product is ready for sale. We call those the group that's focused looking toward the company. So they do everything to make sure the product is ready to sell to our customers, include manufacturing, packaging, registrations, regulatory, all those things. The other group we have that's focused completely on customer needs, customer issues, is our market manager group, our market group, and they are the ones that interface with our customer base, our salespeople, develop sales support materials, and also to build and look at holistic solutions, not just products needs, but what is the issue for the customer, and what can we then put together as a program to try to help address these needs by the customers?
Well, I really like that concept of facing the company and facing the customer. I don't think I had heard it presented quite that way, but it makes a lot of sense. Now, one of the questions that was posed just had to do with, you know, we've had some challenges in the livestock industry as a whole over the last year or so. Just your thoughts looking forward as to what we'll see in terms of the health of the beef, dairy, pork industries?
Well, again, poultry, I think, is turning around. We're seeing some positive movement there. It appears beef is starting to turn around also to some degree. I think that's going to, we'll see more of that in the next 6 months. Dairy, again, the biggest issue relating to dairy is the number of animals in production. But there seems to be some adjustments there, and I think there's some price firming up in the dairy area. So, again, we think within the next 6 to 12 months we're going to see some changes. Same way with pork. It's a very good protein source. Protein's a very important part of the diet for not only us but also growing countries such as China and other areas. So, again, we see some positive opportunities or impact on the horizon for the industry.
And I thought you made an interesting comment because there's a lot of us that want consumers to be better educated about the realities of the animal industry, animal agriculture. You mentioned how the number of dairy cows we have, for example, compared to some time ago, and you know, when you're looking at carbon footprinting and how the effect that an industry has, dairy has certainly come under a lot of fire from some, we'll just call it, both animal rights and also global climate activists. But the reality is very much different than I think we see portrayed out in the mainstream media.
Yeah, actually, in dairy has a very good story on the carbon the impact or the carbon footprint it has now versus in 1940 there was almost 26 million cows that were in production. Today there's about 9 million cows. The carbon footprint is somewhere in the range of about 23% of what it was in 1940 versus today. Also, the use of natural resources is significantly less. You know, when we start looking at all these things, we just need to make sure whenever we make decisions or there's any kind of legislative decisions, we look at it holistically. Yes, do animals want to be treated? We need them to be treated fairly. Absolutely. And in fact, producers are not going to go out of their way to not treat animals well because it increases stress, which reduces productivity. So again, it's in the producer's best interest to do that. But at the same time, we need to look at what has been the environmental impact, the use of natural resources, because water and some of those things are going to become very big issues for us in the future. So we make sure we have systems that are, you know, addressing all issues and not just selectively pick one or the other. And I think that's the important thing to look at.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Scott Fleetwood, with Novus International, for providing us an opportunity to come in here and over the next day or so learn a lot more about the company and its various products and initiatives that they are doing. So from St. Charles, Missouri, at Novus International Headquarters, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.